independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The shooting happened at a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, where several members of Congress were practicing for an upcoming charity baseball game. Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama was there and tells CNN he saw House Majority Whip Steve Scalise get shot in the hip.
So I was applying pressure with a cloth to the wound to try to help stop the bleeding, but there was a blood trail about 10 to 15 yards long from where he was shot to where he crawled into right field.
Several other people are also believed to have been shot. Joe Gomez, NBC News Radio, Washington.
That was this morning. This is what it sounded like being there, caught on video. Remember, everybody's got a phone, which everybody then becomes the director, and everybody can capture and eyewitness everything that goes on, including the sounds. You don't need pictures to hear what's going on. Yeah, frightening. Steve Scalise, who is Majority Whip, he is the third in the succession. So if something was to happen to Trump, Pence, obviously Paul Ryan then moves up, then he would be the third in line. Should something happen to those three, he would become the president of the United States of America. God forbid. I hope nothing happens to anybody. But the reality is that we got a guy that was pissed off, angry at the world, a Bernie supporter. Yes, we realize that. Anti-Trump, anti-GOP, blames the rich and the wealthy for his lot in life. It's always somebody else's lot in life. This is what somebody said to me today. They said, Trump's got he's got a lot to answer for in this. This is a lot of this is him. This is his hate. This is his rhetoric. These kind of things. This is on him in a lot of ways. And I said, are you kidding me? Are you insane? This guy did this on his own. He needs to be punished for it, which he's dead now. But this is his responsibility, right? It's his responsibility. It's not Trump's fault. As bad and as sick and as absolutely asinine as I find 90% of the stuff that people argue about and the way that they argue when it comes to politics, I can't blame them. This guy takes responsibility for that. And the guy's like, nope, sorry, this is on Trump. And I said, okay, so let me ask you this. It's on Trump because what? He said and things that you don't like and disagreed with, and his rhetoric was this way, and yeah, that's it. This is on him. This is the kind of rhetoric that he wants, that he put out there. I said, so if a guy rapes a girl because she's wearing a short dress, is it on her because of that? Well, no, that's totally different. No. You're trying to make sure that somebody else is free of responsibility for their actions. This guy sat around for days, for months, and for years, stewing, I'm sure, about his pathetic life, blaming everybody else for his lot in life. His life is horrible because of. His life sucks because of somebody else. Not because of poor choices. No. Because of the rich. Because of the wealthy, because of Bush, because of Reagan, because of Trump. Because of the likes of the Clintons. Didn't like the Clintons either, by the way. Point that out. Point that out to you. Did not like the Clintons. Avid Bernie supporter, but even more so than that, a hatred of the GOP, a true disgust, hate-filled human being for the likes of Trump. The rich's fault. It's the rich fault. It's the rich's fault. Everybody's rich's fault. It's rich's fault. Rich people fault. Rich people. Rich people. Rich people. And as usual, they go out and they find a neighbor or a friend and they ask him, hey, what was this guy like?
He's always happy-go-lucky. It just took me by surprise when I saw it on the news today that he did what he did.
Always just took me by surprise. Thought he was a good guy. Thought he was a great guy.
He left his home about 2 months ago or so, give or take, in Illinois, headed out to the Alexandria area, you know, D.C.-ish area, been living in his car off and on. Why did nobody, like his wife didn't say anything? I'm sure there's something there. There's something there, right? There's got to be something there. You just don't skip town. There's something there. I'm sure we'll find out later on that, you know, did he threaten? Did he say he was going to go do this? You got to do, though. Got to victimize. Well, it's because of so-and-so that this happened. Shut up. Shut up. It's not because of that. This guy's actions were all on him. All on him. Nobody else. Him. Can't blame somebody else. That's what we want to do now, right? It's like we victimize somebody so we can take away their responsibility in whatever it is that they do. You go out and you have a, you know, you get drunk one night and you crash and you kill somebody. It's, oh, I've got an alcohol problem. It's not me. All right? I'm the victim here too. That's what happens is we're looking to take responsibility. This guy, 100% responsible. 100%. 100%. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat@ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Texter writes in, the thing that no one is talking about is that while the incident is tragic, this man just became a martyr, a hero to the anti-morons. While everyone has been making fun of them over the last few months, they've been organizing, buying firearms. No, I don't think that's true. I don't think there are any anti-Trump people out there that want to kill him. Oh, look, are there always lunatics and people that are out of their mind that want to do something? We forget. What's his name? It's Hinckley. Hinckley wasn't going to shoot Reagan. He was looking for Jodie Foster. Reagan just happened to be a famous person that he could shoot. There are things along the people out there will do stuff. But I don't, you know, I mean, you can point to both sides have their bad. They do. Both sides have their bad. This will be politicized because that's what we do in this country now. We go, we politicize things. We grab a hold of something and say, can we use this? Can we use this to better our situation? Is that possible? Oh, it is? Okay, cool. Then we'll use it. And that only gins up the other side and pisses them off. Ridiculous. It is. It's absolutely ridiculous. Other news we're following today. So, producer Phil, you did say that you're going to go Mayweather in the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight August 26th.
I am on Team Mayweather.
Yeah, I'm on Team Mayweather too. There wouldn't be any doubt in my mind if this. Now, I'm going to tell you guys this. I thought, you know what would have been great? Six rounds of boxing, and then one round of MMA. Or two rounds of boxing, round of MMA, two rounds of something like that. That would be like, oh, that's interesting. But they've got to get licenses. There's got to be – it's hard. It's not just even about, well, that's there's a lot of things that they have to do in order to do this. But Mayweather, McGregor, fun news, fun breaking news, will be taking place August 26th. At T-Mobile Arena, the brand new arena in Vegas. It's going to be huge. I don't know how big it's going to be. By the sounds of it so far, each man's basically guaranteed $100 million, give or take. And Mayweather's company gets to be the lead company in the promotions of it, which means while they may be guaranteed a certain amount, he will get a much bigger back end because that's where the money's made. Woo! That's going to be some money right there. The potential for that is huge. That's big league kind of money. That is. Hey, if you're hiring right now, great, great news. You're hiring. Bad news is you need more people to work and you can't find the right employees. Good news is ZipRecruiter is here to help. You can post your job to 100-plus sites with one click. Powerful technology, efficient technology. It matches the right person to your job better than anyone else. That's what makes ZipRecruiter completely different. Unlike other job sites, right? You know, so there's job sites, you throw it out there and people search for jobs. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates in 24 hours. No juggling emails, no calls. You simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results, and that's what we want. Time is money. ZipRecruiter is going to save you both, okay? Right now, listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's you out there, go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. You post your job for free. Think about that. 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates in 24 hours. So if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/report, post your job for free today. This time tomorrow, you may have a qualified candidate you love and that you want to hire. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free today. What's next? Next, Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
It wasn't that, you know, he was, from my perspective, that he was taking sides one way or the other politically.
That right there is former mayor of Alexandria, Bill Yulee, saying, look, he spoke with this guy on a regular basis at the park. Didn't seem to take sides. We become sides. That's who we've become in this country. What's next for us in political discord? And we've talked a bit about this, and I said it would get worse before it's going to get better. And you know what? It may get even worse now than we've thought. But I'm going to ask you to do something. Talk to somebody from the other side. And that's sad that you got to say the other side, because they're your neighbors, people you work with. They're people whose kids and your kids play together, and that you guys play on the same sports team. You go to churches together. Talk to somebody and find out why they believe what they believe. Discourse in this country, it's a lost art form. It is. It is absolutely a lost art form. And it's frustrating, I'm sure, for a lot of people out there. It's frustrating for the left right now. The left thought they'd have Hillary. The left thought that everything was going to be status quo moving along. And the frustration came from the fact that Hillary was surprised. She didn't win. Oh, you got Trump. And they look at Trump as this evil man, this xenophobe, this disgusting individual that's just the worst of the worst. Woo! But it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it will get better. And we have to take in, you know, I think we have to take into effect that that it's not as bad as we think it is, because things like this don't happen. Thank God, a lot. But the rhetoric is amped up. The accessibility to get your viewpoint has never been easier. No longer do you have to wait till Sunday so your dad can write an angry letter or opinion piece or something to the local newspaper and get it into print. No, you don't have to worry about that now. Now you can do that 500 times a day with lots of people watching you. The rhetoric is only going to be amped up, and the sides are only going to dig in deeper and deeper. What's next? It's probably going to get worse before it gets better, but it will get better, and we have to. You and I, people listening, I know you're listening to my show. You've probably got a good head on your shoulders. You're not really partisan one way or another. You may be more conservative than liberal. You may be a centrist left, but what you're not is alt-left or alt-right. There's more of us than there are of them. And we need to keep it and grow it and keep cool, calm heads. And realize that debating and being able to sit down and have a discussion with somebody and being able to sit down and have a one-on-one and look at their situation and their beliefs as best you can through their eyes is a lost art in this world. The more that we can do that, the better it is for everybody. But as far as political discord, what's next for it? It's going to get louder. It's going to get worse. But eventually it will get better. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. I don't know what's going to happen with Bill Cosby. I mean, we're moving into, what, day three or three and a half of deliberations. They're asking now to rehear testimony from the victim. The longer it goes, most people say the better it is for Cosby and the chance of an acquittal. And, you know, I don't know what the instructions were. Is there an opportunity for a hung jury? Can they retry this? There's a lot of things that are just out there right now. I mean, us looking, you know, we weren't in the room, but us looking in and seeing 60 plus, remember, you're supposed to get rid of all of that in your mind and focus on this one particular incident with this one person. And you're supposed to say, did he do what she said he did? And there are some holes in her story. You can't take in to account the others, even though you're trying to get those out, you're supposed to be looking at this as a singular incident. And then you hear the six-minute closing defense argument, and you're thinking, it's either brilliant or they've given up. I don't know, but I tell you what, we're going to find out soon. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. I wonder what that, I mean, he gets acquitted. I mean, is there going to be 60 more of these? I think there's some statute of limitations, but there's more out there. There's a lot more out there. It's like you're just going to run from one courtroom to another courtroom. All right, we're back here tomorrow. You should probably get an apartment across the street. In text the program, 323-538-2423. Venezuelan socialism. Ah, the experiment that just keeps on giving. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
That's very disturbing because what he would not recall was not protected by any privilege, at least a legal privilege. It was a privilege that he thought he owed to protect the president. He even said and used those words, I'm protecting the president.
We can't forget that there's this whole Russia investigation, obstruction of justice. That's California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell talking about Sessions yesterday, who I thought did a fine job as far as being on the Hill, being grilled by everybody, the AG. And it was, you know, I didn't think he, you know, didn't do anything crazy. I think he was very forthright, honest. And at times he was frustrated and pissed off because I think they feel that he's also done something. I think he took offense to that. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen from here? Although the Washington Post is now reporting, and this is hot off the presses, kids, breaking news, oh yes, baby, breaking news, that the special counsel with Bob Mueller is investigating Trump for possible obstruction of justice. So that's hot off the presses that Mueller is investigating Trump for possibly obstructing justice. Let's just see. Let's see how this thing rolls. It's never ending with this crap. It is never ending. So every day, it's something new. You turn around every day, it's something this. Every day, did you hear? So right now, that's where we stand. Sessions did his thing. There's going to be more to it. Is there any there? Now the special counsel apparently is investigating. How do they know? How does the Washington Post know? Are you guys part of it? Well, let me tell you how. Because you've got a guy that's already leaked to you, for God's sakes. It's no longer the FBI director, but you don't think he confers and speaks with Bob Mueller? You don't think he understands and knows who these people are? Even the left-leaning media pointed out that as far as being, you know, bipartisan, completely unbiased investigators, if you look at what they've given and who they've donated to, that is not true. It's completely left-leaning group of bureaucrats and investigators are looking at this. So, I don't know. It's nuts. It's nuts. It is. It's just never. It's the never-ending story. La 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 la. Remember that movie? Or that ginormous white dog. My mom has that white dog now. My family has like 900 animals. It is like a farm, but with zero farm stuff. Just the animals. Frustration, say the least. Can we just move on with this stuff? No, you can't, Chad. We got to get to the bottom of it. Okay, get to the bottom of it. Is there there? I'd like to see the there. Nobody says any there, but we're going to look. We're going to dig. They're going to come out with something. How big is this thing going to be? Are they going to come out with something that's earth-shattering? Oh, my God. But that's what the Washington Post is reporting right now, that the special counsel is investigating for possible obstruction of justice. Well, isn't what they were doing anyways? Were they already doing that? Now you guys are throwing up there as breaking news. Breaking news, this just in. Possible obstruction of justice. Because we feel that you tried to obstruct justice. Well, do you have any proof? No, we feel you did. We feel that in your message, with a wink, wink, and a nod, nod, that we think you probably did, even though it could have been blinking, Mr. President, we feel, and so does James Comey, that you did bad stuff. Brr. Text the program, 323-538-2423. We move from there to Venezuela. Yesterday we had a guy call up, you know, talk about, you know, socialism's not bad. That's a bad word. If you look at it, like, socialism is bad. It's poor. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. Socialism is bad. Democratic socialism, the kind that he screams about, old Bernie Sanders there and everybody else. Oh, you know, it's like when you look over here and you know, Denmark and Norway and all of these Scandinavian countries, all that's democratic socialism. They're saying, you know what? We're free markets. Don't call us socialists. You like to use that word, but don't call us socialists. We're high in taxes, but we're a free market. All right? But Venezuela, my friends, is socialism. Venezuela is socialism to a T. Your first step is to socialism, then it's almost to a dictatorial-like socialism, and then it steps into that communism kind of area. Right now, it's definitely not to the point where it's still got somewhat of a democracy, although that is to be debated. It is so bad over there. It is so bad right now. I don't think people get how bad it is. I don't think people understand how bad socialism is. In fact, this is what one student, by the way, a student who at one time supported Hugo Chavez and Maduro, this is what he said about the legacy of Chavez. Chavez succeeded in creating an equal society by making everyone poor. Because that's what socialism does. It just doesn't work. The ideas, like everything in books, right? They all seem great. We're going to write this down. We're going to have a plan. We're going to put it all together. We're going to go out and we're going to execute it. But life isn't like that. Life's broken up in a lot of different ways. And socialism is one of those things that doesn't work with humanity. Because humans always want to achieve more. Humans always will do more and do less. Humans will take advantage of situations, and humans will lose advantages in their lives or make advantages for themselves to grow and to better oneself. Hugo Chavez wanted to start some sort of massive revolution where he would see Latin America and South America become this place where it's about the government, and the government and the people are partners when really the government's running everything and the people are starving. Well, guess what? He got a most of that. People turned to the government for everything. That's what they wanted. They have collapsed. They have collapsed like you could not believe. It's beyond ridiculous how people would still believe that any of this stuff is real and that this stuff should be looked upon while the rest of the world is starting to understand the dangers of socialism. We got young kids in this country who are running at it because they think it's a great idea. We have people here think, well, that'd be good if it's fair. The hubris we have that we can make it work when other people can't. Because it's not supposed to work. It's a theory. It sounds nice, but it's not real. We'll all just work together and we'll put a little bit in, you know, and we'll let everybody else divide everything up. Sounds good. Government comes in and they take everything over. They start to destroy the capitalist society. And what do you think starts to happen there? It's ugly and nasty over there. And I got several text messages throughout the night. You can always text the program, 323-538-2423, about this nightmare. And why would anybody think this is a good idea? I said, because everybody thinks it's a good idea on paper, right? Everybody thinks, oh, this is a great idea. So the government's going to come in. They're going to make sure that everything is fair and equal. And that if you are getting a little bit too much or they feel that you're doing something wrong, they're going to even the score for everybody else. And then they find out stuff doesn't work. It's ridiculous. But the fact that we have young people saying this is a great idea, more and more this is something we should be looking at, more and more this is something we should be heading to, you guys are fooling yourself. You guys are absolutely fooling yourself. If you ever want to see a plan fail miserably, look at Venezuela. If you ever say to yourself, this is a good idea, socialism, this is a wonderful idea, look at Venezuela. Look at the poverty that's not gotten worse, but it's not gotten better. It's only gotten worse. Look at the way that that any of the money that was there at one time has now disappeared. Look at the lack of bare necessities and essential necessities and any necessities at all. And you realize not only was that kid right, but the likes of Winston Churchill, when he said, socialism does make everybody equal in misery. It's true. It is. It's absolutely true. Still no word on what's going on as far as, this crazy shooting. People are still in the hospital today. Tomorrow night, they were supposed to play Texas Republican Joe Barton talking about tomorrow night's game. Democrats, Republicans, after the Republicans were attacked today, on the baseball diamond, practicing for tomorrow night's game.
Basically, we're playing the game tomorrow. We're united not as Republicans and Democrats, but as United States representatives.
So they're going to play tomorrow. They raise a lot of money for local charities. It's going to be about, tomorrow night. It could raise $1 million. I want to see what the turnout's going to be tomorrow night. That's going to be interesting. Because of this, because of the shooting, because of what took place, Scalise being injured and him currently fighting for his life right now, because of all of those things going on, and because now this is so out there in front of everybody, I want to see what it's going to be like tomorrow night, because they usually average about 10,000 to 15,000 fans at National Stadium. That's what it's called. Is it called National Park or Stadium? I think it's National Park tomorrow night. So we'll see. Could be 20, 25,000 people come out there and they could raise $1 million or $2 million, which I think would be a great gesture. And for people to come together and put their bipartisan hats on and for a change be Americans and not Republicans or Democrats. But still, a shock when you see something like that happen today. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Quick call here. Ron, Indy, what's happening? Ron, what's up?
Yes. Yes, I was going to say, you know, you hit it on the nail head that socialism is nothing but shared misery. That's it. Anyone who thinks that it's not, all I can say is you've never had a taste of it. Because I talk to many people. I see lots of truck drivers now that are over here that drive in the States from, you know, Romania, you know, Poland, and all of them say the same thing. If you need a job, they'll get you a job. It won't be much of a job. You'll just barely be able, you know, to make your bills. But it's like they want everybody to be equal. But at the same time, in order to make everybody equal, nobody really makes any money.
No.
Look at Venezuela. They're standing in lines. You know, it is sad because, I mean, even though that, you know, capitalism in some ways is a double-edged sword, if you just let the horse run wild, it is far better than socialism.
Absolutely.
And the only people that have anything, and the only country that has anything even close to socialism, and it's not, is Canada.
It's still a free market. It's just high taxes. They give you free medicine. They give you free this, that, and the other. But it's still a free market society. They have free open elections. This is not Venezuela. Venezuela is out of control, and young people think socialism's the way to go. And they say, I want to be like this. It always starts out, I want to be like Canada, or I want to be like this because it seems fair. What they don't realize is it doesn't ever end up that way. Very rarely does it ever end up that way. It ends up going further and further and further because it's never enough. Appreciate your call, man. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423. Check out the website. Got a new design. It's pretty slick, pretty cool. Go check it out. Got all your stories of the day. ChadBensonShow.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? By the way, typewriters are coming back. That's the new hipster thing. If you're writing on a typewriter, you're a hipster. It's about your looks. It has nothing to do with how it feels, right? Oh, it feels so amazing to write. But typewriters are making a big comeback. And now they're super expensive because there's not a lot of them out there. But that's the hip, cool thing now is typewriters. If you got a typewriter, it's probably worth a little something. So if your mom's left you something, check and see, because some youngster out there wants to go somewhere and look like he's writing something or she's writing something, and people could go, oh, yeah, that's how I roll. I do typewriting stuff. You can always tweet at the show, at Chad Benson Show. Love it. At Chad Benson Show is a good listen if you want to hear a guy sputter through hacking talking points in Wikipedia entry on communism. Well, communism, Wikipedia? First of all, we're talking about socialism in general and communism, but show me where it's worked. Anybody, please. Love to hear where it's worked. Tell me that Venezuela is not socialist and tell me that it's working fantastic there. Tell me that taking over and nationalizing most of the giant businesses over there have worked out well. Tell me how nationalizing most of the banks and throwing out many of the big employers over there and taking over their country having the government take everything over, has worked well. Show me how standing in line for hours only to not get the baby formula or the diapers you need works. I'm curious. Maybe it does, right? Maybe we're all, it's all America's fault and I'm an idiot. Been an idiot before, I'll be an idiot again. Show me. Show me why they built a wall. Was it because so many people were clamoring to get in? No. No. Show me where it works. I think it's a fair question. And people will point out, well, what about the Scandinavian countries said it over and over again. Bernie, stop saying we're socialists. We're a free market society. Do we have social programs? We got crap ton of social programs here, for God's sakes. But show me where the real socialism works. Show me where it absolutely works. Not in theory, but because theory is it works like this, but then you've got to operate that with humans. And humans operate like this. So just show me where it works. Please do. I would love it. Exactly. Well, quiet. You can always call us, though. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. So, we're talking about McGregor. We're talking about Mayweather. We're talking about the big fight. We're talking about how much money they're going to make. But now the swirling world of baseball is eyeing massive contracts. And in a say, what world that we live in, 25-year-old Bryce Harper, who is arguably the best player in baseball, will command probably a 15-year contract, according to his agents and other people around him. And he is asking for $600 million. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.